We recorded in Hexen Studios, which is in Bentonville, and it was amazing, honestly. Like, I'm a freshman, and just having the opportunity to do something like this so young, it was such an amazing opportunity. Everyone was super nice, and I don't know, it was just something cool about, like, going into, like, the sound room and, like, hearing you just, it's amazing.
Yeah, with the recital coming up on the 15th, I imagine if you've gotten this far, what are the sort of feelings that you're having about the upcoming recital?
I personally am really excited. I know the quartet, we're going to perform our piece as well multiple times before the honors recital, so we'll have several performances of it under our belt. So I think we all feel pretty comfortable in the Crixus Quartet and then me as a soloist with performing.
I'm playing the Poulenc Clarinet Sonata, which is a neoclassical piece written in around 1962, I believe. It was actually commissioned by Benny Goodman, which is one of my icons as a clarinet player in general. It was actually really neat because it was a part of a four-piece collection written to honor Debussy but after my piece was written, Poulenc actually died unexpectedly. Wow. So mine's actually the last piece he ever wrote, and it was supposed to be premiered with him in the ensemble, but he actually passed away right before it was published. There's actually some discrepancies with who actually finished writing it, because an editor had to go in and add the last final touches, so it's still kind of questionable, but it's really cool. It takes a lot of classical elements and combines it with some new agey stuff, like weird leaps and rhythms, and it's really an interesting piece to play.
Yes. So what's the Crixus Quartet going to be playing?
We are performing Anthony Ploeg's Fantasy Movements, which is a five-movement piece originally. We're performing the first three movements. The first movement begins slow with just three of us performing, and it has some really cool effects. The tonality of this whole entire piece is very interesting. There's lots of dissonances written, lots of seconds between the parts. Oftentimes, Jordan and me are playing the exact same line, a half step or a major second apart. So it's really crunchy. For those of anyone who wants to come out and hear some of that, it's really cool. And then the first movement shifts to a faster pace, where it's lots of kind of going back and forth between the tuba and euphonium part, both of us kind of being paired together. And then it ends with the similar motive that it began with.
And when you say, like, crunchy, what do you mean by crunchy specifically?
well, I like to use that word to describe any kind of dissonance in the music. You're used to hearing things that might sound pretty or open. These are sounds that you're probably not used to hearing as much. The notes are very close together, so it doesn't sound like it quite locks in when it is locked in. So it's a really interesting thing to listen to, especially from the same instrument in a range where it's like right next to each other instead of displaced by octaves or larger intervals. It's just like it's right there, and we're playing like the note next to the note the other one's playing.